Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning once again to Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. Well, you can tell the sporting year is beginning to crank up again. We have the Allianz Leagues getting underway this weekend, and then next weekend, the one after, will be the return of the Six Nations. And the Six Nations was launched in Rome yesterday. Some wonderful shots from the Colosseum there. And Simon Easterby was there, of course, with Ciarán Doris, the Irish skipper. And Simon Easterby very excited about the prospect of the Irish chasing a third Six Nations championship in a row. No team has managed that feat since Italy first joined the competition 25 years ago. He says he and the team highly motivated to create their own piece of history. Easterby will take charge of the campaign to allow Andy Farrell to focus on the Lions tour to Australia later this year. And up first for this group, a meeting, a small task of England the weekend after next.
I don't think anyone's done that, have they? No. It's 3-6-9. So it's because it's never been done, it's pretty difficult to do. And that's kind of exciting in a way as well, because it is a challenge. It is something that would be an unbelievable achievement if it happened. But we also know that there's 5 other teams in the competition that believe that they also have an opportunity to go on and do something special this year. So, yeah, massively motivated by that challenge, as are the players. But also understand that we have to get a lot of things right to make sure that happens.
When you're the team with a target on your back, as Ireland are, does it get harder with every passing year, do you think?
I don't know. I think we understand that if we're being chased down, that's because we've set some good standards, but also we need to keep evolving and keep moving on as a team. And, you know, I think that the motivation, internal motivation that the players have to keep getting better has always been the case ever since I've been involved as a coach. So, you know, I don't think there'll be, it's not saying that we don't find it easy to be chased down, but I think it's something that the players are motivated by as well to keep getting better and keep pushing and try and stay ahead of the pack, because, you know, we have to want to, if we want to win this competition again this year, we have to stay ahead of, you know, 5 very good teams.
And Ireland, you know, you're used to having the spotlight on you, the pressure on you. Is that something that your players thrive on, that pressure of expectation?
I think it is. I think they a lot of them have it in the provinces, so there's a natural kind of alignment to that. And when they play in Europe and they play in the URC, there's an expectation on a lot of the players to do exceptionally well each year. And the same goes when they come into the national camp and wear an Irish jersey. There's an expectation on them to do well. And I think on the whole, they thrive in that, and they're motivated internally by that. And hopefully as a group we can see the best of our players this year in the tournament.
Yeah, it's almost upon us. You can follow the Six Nations live here on Radio 1. Commentary from all the Irish matches and television coverage will be free to air on RTÉ2 and Virgin Media. Now, Liverpool have secured a place in the last 16 of the Champions League. 2-1 victory last night against Lille. They're looking good to finish top of the league phase table as well, with a 100% record still intact. The way this season's competition is structured, the top 8 teams will bypass a playoff round and they'll go straight into the last 16. Aston Villa, we'll have to wait to see if they'll join them in that last 16 automatically. They lost 1-0 away to Monaco, so Villa entertains Celtic next Wednesday, and they'll need to get a victory to have any chance of getting that guaranteed spot. Wins also last night for Atalanta, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Bologna, PSV Eindhoven and Stuttgart. Bruges and Juventus played out a scoreless draw. Barcelona twice fought back from 2 goals down to beat Benfica 5-4. What a game this was. They scored the winner 6 minutes into injury time. Their second outright in the league table, just behind Liverpool. Well, mentioning Celtic, they're in action tonight. They host Young Boys, and that game is live on RTÉ2 and The Player. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. A win would see them book a place in the playoffs, and they might even sneak into that top 8 if they were to overcome Villa in that final game next week. Manager Brendan Rodgers wants his players to embrace the moment.
It's a great position for us to be in. I think that when we started this journey, we wanted to show that we can compete at this level, and can we go and make the next steps and get into the playoff stage. So we've been able to get ourselves into a really good position with 9 points, and our home form at the level has been really good. Yeah, we have that opportunity now to take a big step to get to the playoff. I think the players are aware of it. I think they're not blind to it. They understand the magnitude of the game, but they also understand, you know, that it's about performing. I think that's key. We, you know, the I think key in games like this here is that you play the game and not the occasion. The occasion's absolutely massive for us, but we can only get to where we want to get to by playing to the levels that we've played at, especially at home. So, and that's through our focus and focusing on the performance, and that's what we've talked about over the last few days.
Celtic Park will be absolutely rocking tonight. Coverage in RT2 and The Player. The build-up begins at 7:30. Finally, in the tennis, the Australian Open quarterfinals continue this morning, and the men's quarterfinal match between Ben Shelton. He has just qualified for the semi-finals, beating the Italian Lorenzo Sonego. What a match this was. Shelton took an early lead, first two sets, but the Italian pulled one back, and Shelton has just booked his place in his very first Australian Open semi-final, winning that one on a tiebreak. So 3-1 he goes through. And in the women's, Iga Swiatek, she comfortably threw against Emma Navarro. She'll meet Madison Keys, who beat Alina Svitolina. So that is your sport for now. Sports updates throughout the day on the RT Sport website.